This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Adobe has just announced a brand new AI model, and that is a new image generator. It is the Firefly Image 3. This thing has a bunch of amazing features. I'm going to be going over all of them, showing you some demos. I actually got my hands on using this product recently, and I've been really impressed with a lot of things that Adobe has done. So they did a big press release that kind of outlined everything going on here. But you know, the funny thing is, where I get a lot of my news these days is literally just from X. So I actually saw this first on X. If you're interested in following like an influencer that is in Adobe, Chris Castellanova is an awesome influencer. She works at Adobe and she always is kind of tweeting about the latest things. Anyways, she shared a really interesting video recently of some images that this thing can do. And the main thing she said is that it's good at generating realistic images. So this kind of new version, and we saw a very similar kind of progress with like Midjourney, where it started being really good at kind of fantasy, and then it's kind of good at kind of like different type styles of art. And eventually this thing is able to just straight up generate what looks very similar to like realistic photos, photorealistic photos. This is, I think, one of the big things that they are focusing on. So people have been commenting on this. Different people have been like doing their own tests and showing, you know, what they were able to generate with it. People have, you know, examples of models with blue hair and blue dresses and whatever, but like they look photorealistic, like an actual person. So it's very, very good. Someone asked an interesting question, and I'm going to cover this because I didn't see this in any press releases or anywhere else. So this is, it feels like Twitter is kind of the only place you get this. Someone said, do you think it has character consistency? Chris said, there's style and structure consistency. There's a way you can trick it to some sort of character consistency. She has like a tutorial and video where she kind of showed you how to do that. That being said, this is not something it specifically does. So definitely Midjourney is still ahead of the curve on this, because Midjourney recently unveiled a feature where you have character consistency, meaning that you could have, you know, the same character in different images in different places. So that is definitely something that Midjourney has ahead, which is kind of a big deal if you're trying to do, you know, some sort of like book or some sort of graphics on your website where you need like the same character in multiple different positions or places or shots. This is something that Midjourney's now able to do, does it fairly well. I think it kind of made this big announcement of the ability to do this back in March. So Midjourney's been doing this for a minute. It seems like Adobe's sort of catching up on a lot of regards, but it doesn't seem like this one is something they've specifically caught up with quite yet. So hopefully this is something they're going to be able to do. One thing that I wanted to say is there was an interesting blog about this whole thing on Tom's Guide, and Ryan Morrison published an article on this. Just one thing I thought was interesting. He says, Adobe says the work on Firefly 3 was focused on speeding up ideation, allowing designers to go from an idea to a fully fledged image in as little time and with as little friction as possible. I think they've achieved it. Unlike Midjourney, where you have to learn multiple parameters and how to implement them, Firefly has a series of well-defined and clear menu options. Now, this is something true. I've tested this out, and I'll show you some demos, but they do have a lot more menu options, right? So think drop-downs where it's like, what style do you want? Is it ultra-realistic, right? So they kind of have those, which feels a little bit, you know, it feels like there's less learning how to be less hardcore, really good prompt engineer. One other thing he said was Firefly 3 seems to have better photorealism, a wider variety of outputs from a single prompt across styles like photo, art, illustration, as well as options to set mood or lighting. So it's got a lot of really cool features. When I was playing with it, I actually asked it to generate something. I've done a couple things. The first one I asked it to do was to generate a picture of like a house and a cottage. It's kind of this default prompt, and it did a great job. The one interesting thing I will say is I put the words hyper realistic, which if you do that on If you do that on Midjourney, it was hyper-realistic. The image it originally generated for me was not. And then again, I kind of changed it and asked for like a castle. I said a wooden castle and said for it to be hyper-realistic, said for there to be statues. It actually generated it looks like a photograph. Is it perfect? I would say probably not, but like it actually looks pretty dang good. There's a person in the background. There's statues. There's like mountains. There's a castle with like a bunch of wooden elements to the castle, which is what I asked for, which so I thought it was kind of cool. And of course it does, you know, like a lot of these image generators, it generated 4 variations. And I will say, you know, some of them were better than others. Some of them, the windows were like filled in with bricks and others looked a little bit more realistic. So yeah, you kind of get what you pay for, but, I think as far as this goes, similar to Midjourney, you're going to be able to generate a couple. Now, one other thing that I will say, you have the ability to change the aspect ratio if you want it to generate squares or if you want it to generate like portrait, widescreen, landscape. That's really nice. I don't see that on all of them. Content type, you can get it to do a photo or more an artistic style. And you can kind of toggle that on and off so you can see what you want it to do. So yeah, there's a bunch of really interesting things. I wanted to go over some of the very specific features that they've actually unveiled. So one of the big ones is called reference image. So with reference image, you're actually able to upload an image and get it to generate something similar based off of your prompt. So here's a quote from Ellie Greenfield, who's the chief technology officer for digital media over at Adobe. And Ellie said, prompting is a pain in the butt. Why spend an hour trying to craft a 3-paragraph prompt if you have an image that you've created that's exactly the thing you want to reference? That saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words, applies here, right? So you're actually going to be able to be like, I have this great picture of a castle. Now I want it to generate me a picture of a castle, but to change this, the element or that element, you can literally use your own images to instead of a prompt, which I think is amazing because I do this exact same thing with ChatGPT. For example, it's like, I want it to write me a specific type of tweet or a specific paragraph in my article. I don't want to think of like how to, like what my style of writing is to get it to help me clone that. I just want to say like, write it like me. So what I always do is I just take an entire, you know, article and plug it into my prompt. And I'm like, hey, write me a paragraph about X, Y, and Z, do it in the style of in my previous, you know, writing style, here's a excerpt that I've previously written. It just reads that and then boom, it'll output something that's similar to how I've written in the past. This is amazing. Wasn't really possible to do this with images. So Adobe is making it possible. Now, there's a lot of people that are kind of concerned about it for a couple different reasons. So I want to read a paragraph from an article by The Verge that kind of discusses this. They say, users are expected to have the rights to use images they want to reference. Greenfield told The Verge that a message will flag this ownership requirement when the tool is first used, and that the company is working on a universal do not train tag for Adobe's content authenticity initiative that is also going to block images from being used as reference. So images uploaded as reference materials won't be used to train Firefly. Okay, first off, I think that's great. You know, it would be super annoying if you're like uploading a picture to do something and then like everything you upload is just getting sucked into their giant data set. I don't think people want that, especially corporations. So that is, I think, a good thing. They also said, quote, despite the ownership responsibility being placed on users, Adobe says this new referencing tool is still, quote, safe for commercial use. One of the most notable advantages that Adobe claims Firefly has over rival generative AI models. So they're saying this is still good for commercial use. Everything is trained with their data set. Adobe's been really big on this. And so I think this is going to be interesting. All this is getting baked into Photoshop, which is, again, really exciting. They have a couple other generative AI tools that are kind of already in here. And a lot of the stuff is stuff we've been seeing, right? They have like a generative AI generate background where you can like upload a picture of your product, for example, and then it can come up with a bunch of different backgrounds. You can say like, you know, they have an example where it's like a perfume bottle and then they're saying like generate a background with pink peonies or orchids or water, and it's like changing the background behind this perfume bottle. They have another one called Generate Similar. This is essentially going to be used where it can generate images similar or come up with different variations of the same image, which is really interesting. And then their new model they have has a lot higher quality of capabilities in generating these images compared to all of the, you know, its previous ones. So it's going to be able to do a lot of interesting things. They have something called an adjustment brush that they've recently added. They showed a demo where, like, essentially, honestly, it reminds me of something that's already in kind of like Adobe, shucks, I forget, whatever the one all the photographers use where they're creating the filters and stuff, Lightroom, there you go. And essentially they have like a brush where they highlight someone's glasses and they can change the color of his glasses with it. So, I mean, that feels kind of like an Adobe tool that you've seen other places, but this is something that's also gonna be baked into this. So all in all, I think this is really impressive. I mean, the big news here is just how much better this model is getting at generating realistic like photos. Not perfect, and I don't actually think it's as good as Midjourney right now. It's kind of interesting when you hear people talk about this, they're saying like, this is so much better than Midjourney because you don't have to learn these complex prompts. Like, yeah, but at the same time, the quality of Midjourney I think is still a little bit better. So like maybe it's a little bit more complex to learn the prompts, but if you want like the best in class, it's going to be Midjourney. So all in all, I think that this is a really interesting time to be making these photos. I'll keep you up to date as they roll this out and add new features. But all in all, I think this is an amazing update. Great work from Adobe, really keeping up with the this new image model here. And the thing that's amazing about, of course, Photoshop or Adobe that you're not going to see with other people, even like Midjourney, is they already have such popular software tools in the creative space and image and video generation or, you know, editing tools, that now that they can plug this in, that's millions and millions of users that are going to get direct access to this. So I do think, you know, you can't discount Adobe, you can't count them out because they have such a huge user base. This is already plugged in and they just, you know, integrate this into a tool and millions of people will instantly be using it. If you enjoyed the episode today, I would really, really appreciate it if you could drop a review, like the video if you're watching on YouTube, or follow us on Spotify and Apple. Leave us a review. I love them all. Hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.